朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
请我们一起打开加拉太书第六章。
Let us look at the book of Galatians chapter 6.
无论你喜欢用什么语言来读，
No matter what language you prefer to read，
我们希望大家一起在主的面前来读这几节圣经。
I hope that we can read the passage in front of the Lord。
我们要从加拉太书的第六章十一节读到第十八节。
We will read from chapter 6, verse 11 to 18.
请看，我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大呢？凡希图外貌体面的人，都勉强你们受割礼，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。他们那些受割礼的，连自己也不守律法，他们愿意你们受割礼，不过要借着你们的肉体夸口，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经定在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经定在十字架上。受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。凡照此理而行的，愿平安怜悯加给他们和神的以色列民。从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。弟兄们，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里，阿们。我们在主的面前再有一点点祷告的时间。
Let us have a word of prayer in front of our Lord.
爱我们的天父，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, who love us, we give our thanks to you.
我们能够聚集在你的脚前，都是莫大的恩典。
It is such grace that we can gather in front of you.
无论我们是在会所，还是在自己的家里，
No matter we are in the gathering place or at home,
我们其实都在宝座的面前。
Both all of us are in front of the throne.
因为你是灵，
Because you are the Spirit.
你无所不在。
You are everywhere.
我们感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praise to you.
我们只要用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
We use our spirit and truth to worship you.
在主耶稣基督的名下，
Under the name of Jesus Christ,
你一定在我们中间。
You are among us.
因为你在这里，
Because you are here.
这里是圣地。
This is the holy place.
因为你在这里，
Because you are here.
这里有你的同在，
You are with us.
有你的恩典，
There is your grace with us.
有你的丰富，
There is your abundance with us.
有你的光，
And there is your light with us.
有你的爱，
And there is your love with us.
我们还要什么呢？
What else do we want?
但愿你祝福这一点点的时间。
May you bless this period of time.
你不只是在饼杯中对我们的心说话，
You not only speak to us through the communion,
你不只是在诗歌中对我们的心说话。
You not only speak to us through the hymns.
我们现在恳求你。
Now we ask you.
圣灵透过圣经对我们说话。
The Holy Spirit speak to us through the Bible.
我们等候仰望是靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
And we have this hope in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们刚才所读的这段圣经
The passage we have just read
是加拉太书最末了结语的话
is the closing of the book of the Galatians.
大部分的人读圣经读到一卷书结尾的时候
Most people when they read through the end
都是匆匆的就跳过去
They might just rush through it.
因为觉得已经把这卷书重要的地方都读完了。
Because they think that they have already read the most important part.
谁还有兴趣对这些礼貌的结语来关注呢
？Who would pay attention or be interested in this kind of ending?
甚至于有人说，如果你读英文信的话
，And someone might even say when you read an English letter.
谁会在乎那个写信的人写 sincerely yours 还是 yours faithfully?
Who would care, if the writer says sincerely yours or yours faithful?
那有什么意思呢
？So what does it mean?
但是如果我们稍微花一点的时间来比较保罗所有书信的结语。
But if we pay some attention, spend some time to compare all the endings of the letters of Paul,
我们一定会发现加拉太书的结语跟其他书信的结语确实不一般。
We will find that the ending of the book of Galatians is indeed very unique.
我们都知道保罗的结语里面有很多很多的element, 有因素。
We all know that there are many elements in the ending of the letters of Paul.
然而在今天的这一段结语里面那些重要的因素基本上都不存在。
But these elements are not present in the letter we're reading today.
譬如说问安
For example, greetings.
请求祷告
Prayer requests.
问候其他的人
Personal greetings to others.
告诉他们他旅行的计划
Or notifying them the travel plans.
甚至于连最基本的荣耀归给神这一类的称颂的话都没有。
And there isn't even this the most basic doxologies like giving all the glory to God.
会读圣经的人都注意到。
Most people who can read the Bible have noticed.
加拉太书的这一段结语。
That this ending of the at the
比较不像一个书信的结语
It's not like an ending for a letter.
它反而像整卷书的一个总结
It's more like a conclusion of this whole book.
这是为什么很多人告诉我们
That is why a lot of people have told us.
如果读懂了这个结语就读懂了加拉太书
If you can understand this ending, then you have been able to understand this whole book.
那他们会这样说是有一些道理的。
There are some reasons for that.
因为如果你稍微注意一下这一个结语它的结构是有一个对称性的。
If you pay attention to the structure of this ending, you'll find it there to be symmetrical.
十一节开始讲到保罗自己的签字。
In verse 11, Paul talks about his own signature.
跟第十八节的那一个祝祷。
And there is this prayer in verse 18.
这两个是相对称的。
These two are corresponding with each other.
然后十二节到十三节是保罗对着假师父们的一些评价。
And from verse 12 to 13 is Paul's rebuke or comments towards the false teachers.
这又对称于保罗在17节告诉他们 不要再来搅扰他是相对称。
These two verses are matched with the verse 17 where Paul told them not to give them trouble.
而最中间的这一段
And the part in the middle
是整个结语的精华。
It is the essence of this ending.
他讲到钉十字架。
He talks about crucifixion.
他讲到新的创造。
He talks about the new creation.
他讲到神的百姓是神的以色列。
And he talks about the people of God being the Israel of God.
那这三个主题
The three themes
其实是整个加拉太书的主题
are actually the themes of the whole book.
如果我们看这段结尾的时候
As we look at the ending,
也很容易看得出来保罗把假师傅跟他自己做了一个比较。
It's not hard for us to see that Paul is comparing himself with the false teachers.
假师傅的动机是自私的。
The false teachers have a selfish motive.
保罗的动机是为着基督的十字架。
Whereas Paul is motivated by the cross of Christ.
假师傅所在乎的是肉体上的割礼。
The false teachers care about the physical marks like the circumcision.
保罗所在乎的乃是耶稣基督的印记。
But Paul cares about, what Paul cares about is the marks of Jesus Christ.
假师父所在乎的是这一个眼前的世界。
The false teachers care about this world in front of them.
保罗所在乎的是看不见的世界。
But Paul, what Paul cares about is this world that we cannot see yet.
这两个对比
These contrasts
都是建立在基督的十字架上的根基
are all founded in the cross of Christ.
我们先来看看第十一节
Let us look at verse 11.
很大字的签名
The large letters and signatures.
我假设弟兄姐妹都知道。
I assume that brothers and sisters know.
在早期的教会，书信是在聚会的时候拿起来读的。
That in the early times, the letters during gathering are held and read to others.
弟兄姐妹没有圣经的。
Brothers and sisters didn't have Bibles.
那我们可以想象
Therefore, we can imagine,
加拉太的弟兄姐妹聚在一起听有人念保罗所写的信
The Galatian brothers and sisters gather together and listen to someone reading the letters of Paul.
他们读到这个结语的时候
As they read through the ending,
那个读信的人啊
This person who reads the letter,
一定会把他那个蒲草纸所写的信
They must held this letter or the papyrus
请看我亲手写给你们的字是何等的大
And he held it so that people can see these letters the large letters Paul has written to them
你可以看到弟兄姐妹都看哦，对哦，对哦，大家都看了
And you can imagine that brothers and sisters might all be looking at the letter.
那当时写信大部分都是请一个专业的人来写的。
And at that time, usually the people would look for some professional.
因为当时的笔跟当时的纸都不容易的。
Because it was hard to find pens and papyrus.
一般人很难把它写得好的。
And it was hard for normal people to write it.
是有专业的秘书或者是书记，他是专门帮人家写信的。
There were professional secretaries or amanuenses to write the letters.
但是写到最后的时候，保罗的惯例他是一定要亲笔写上一些话。
But it is habitual for Paul to write something at the end.
而让他们知道这确确实实是使徒亲手写的。
So that people will know that it is indeed written by an apostle.
那至于保罗为什么要用这么大的字在这里写最后这个签名呢？
But as for why did Paul use such large letters to write?
哎呀，这把这些圣经学者都累死了。
It truly make us wonder.
啊，有各种不同的猜测。
There are different speculations.
啊，譬如说保罗因为去加拉太的时候可能眼睛生了病，所以他眼睛不好，他一定要写得很大。
Some said maybe Paul had eye problems, that's why he had to write in
large. 还有人认为不是不是，是保罗他要强调这个太重要了，所以要把它写大。
And others believe that Paul wanted to emphasize this part, so why he wrote it big.
那还有人说呢，是因为保罗不像那些专业的人会用笔在那些蒲草上写，所以他写不小的，他随便一写就是大的。
And others speculate that it was hard for Paul to write those small
letters. 哎，我看这些圣经学者真辛苦。
So I think it's so hard for them to speculate.
真正的原因我告诉你是你也不知道，我也不知道。
And truly, we don't really know the real reason.
咱们将来见到保罗的时候，亲自去问他。
We can ask him when we see him in the
future. 你为什么写那么大？
Why did you write such large letters?
好，我们现在来看到重点了。
And now let us look at the important part.
十二节到第十三节
，verse 12 to 13，
这是保罗对这假师傅最完整的一段描述。
This sketch is actually the most complete.
虽然整卷书保罗都在讲假师傅的问题
，even though Paul has been talking about false teachers the whole letter，
但是保罗从来没有好好的告诉我们假师傅是怎么回事。
But he has actually never given us a clear picture of the false teachers.
所以到最后的时候，保罗要把这个假师傅的特征呢，先给我们讲清楚。
Therefore, at the end, he has to tell us the features of these false
teachers. 那这两节圣经呢
？These two verses.
基本上告诉我们假师傅有四个特点。
Basically, tell us there are four characters of the false teachers.
第一个特点呢，是他们所使用的方法。
The first one is about their method.
都是用强逼的方法。
They use force.
他们会强逼别人要有一些外在的表现，好像割礼。
They force others to have some physical marks, like the circumcision.
假师傅的第二个特点
，The second feature，
就是他们的目的都是为着自己可以得着什么。
Is that their goal is to gain something for themselves?
他们要得到外面体面的东西。
They want to gain something that has a good showing.
他们要在人的肉体中可以有夸口。
They want to boast in others' flesh.
假师傅的第三个特点。
The third feature.
是他们的动机啊。
Is about their motive.
都是因为他们害怕会受到逼迫。
They fear of persecution.
那第四个特点
，the fourth feature，
就是他们是假冒为善
，is that they're hypocritical，
能说不能干
，they said things but they couldn't do anything。
那我们稍微简单的看一下这个假师傅的四个特点。
Let us briefly look at the four features of them。
当保罗说他们要强逼你们去受割礼的时候。
When Paul said the false teachers force others to have circumcision.
我们都知道保罗绝对不会是讲说他们这些假师傅啊弄了一堆年轻的壮汉。
We know for sure that it's not that the false teachers found some.
然后把教会里面每一个男孩子。
And sort of gathered all the young men.
一个一个绑起来。
And he helped them.
然后去找一把这个洁净过的刀
，and found a kosher knife，
来给他们行割礼
，to have circumcision on them。
那这不是保罗的意思。
That's not what Paul meant。
保罗用这个“强逼”这个字
，Paul used this word force，
是他们制造出一种的环境
is it means that they are creating this kind of environment.
让他们不得不去做这件事。
So they had to do it.
因为我们都知道假师傅他们的做法。
Because we know how the false teachers act.
基本上就告诉你说你要得救你就一定要割礼的。
Basically, they're saying that in order to be saved, you have to have circumcision.
你没有割礼不要谈得救的事。
Without circumcision, don't talk about salvation.
假师傅的特点。
The feature of false teachers.
就是强迫别人。
Is that they force them.
那不只是保罗是这样子告诉我们。
Not only Paul have told us about it.
其实彼得在彼得前书三章五章三节那里。
In First Peter chapter 5 verse
3. 也特别警告任何一个在教会里面做长老的人都不可以辖制神的百姓。
Peter has also warned those elders in the church of not lording over the people of God.
因为真正的领袖
Because real leaders
是仆人
They're servants.
他们只能够用爱心引导
They use love to guide others.
不能够强迫别人
Instead of forcing others to do things.
如果一个教会的领袖逼着别人一定要按照他的方式来行事
If an elder at church forces others to perform in the way he sees
perfect, 很可能他就是假师傅
It's very likely that he is the false teacher
第二个特点
The second feature
是他们很在乎他们外表的体面
is that they care very much about the good showing on the outside.
他们也很喜欢用肉体来夸口。
And they like to boast in their flesh.
外表的体面这个希腊字。
Make a good showing, this word in Greek.
而在原文里面它其实是两个字加在一起的。
It's actually combined of two words.
一个是好。
The first one in Greek is good.
一个是脸。
The second word is face.
一个好的脸叫外表体面。
Make a good showing in Greek means a good face.
基本上就是一个人的外在的样子。
It's basically about a person's outward appearance.
假师傅历史上一直有的特点。
This is also a character of the false teachers throughout the history.
就是他很在乎人在外表上的表现。
They care so much about people's outward appearance and performance.
他们忘记了我们的信仰的核心是里面生命的改变。
And they have forgotten that the core of our faith or religion is internal changes.
我们今天读加拉太书
As we read the book of Galatians today,
我们也许很容易就批评啊，这些假师傅怎么会在乎割礼不割礼这些东西呢
It may be easy for us to judge that these false teachers as they care so much about circumcision.
但其实一直到今天的教会还是很在乎一些外面的东西。
But until today, many churches still care about the performance or appearance on the outside.
啊，有的教会可以为着你要怎么给人施浸都可以吵架的。
Some church they even argue about the way you baptize others.
啊，你穿什么衣服都有规矩的。
And there are rules for the way you dress.
啊，甚至于姐妹们，你们的头发在有些教会都要严格的管制啊。
And in some churches, there are even regulations of the hairstyle.
一定要合乎他们的标准啊。
It has to follow the rules of these elders.
早年在美国
Earlier time in the U.S.
特别是在美国的南部
Especially in the southern part.
啊，他们说要割去肉体上一切不讨神喜悦的东西。
People say you should cut off anything in your flesh that is not pleasing to God.
譬如说吸烟。
Such as smoking.
譬如说喝酒。
Or drinking.
譬如说跳舞。
And dancing.
最厉害的时候，譬如说礼拜天的下午看足球。
And even watch soccer on the Sunday afternoon.
那个年代是因为没有游戏。
At that time, there was no game.
如果有游戏，我给你保证，那个时候的教会一定说，我们还要割去游戏。
But if there were games invented at that time, I assure you that the church will forbid games as well.
因为人所在乎的都是外面的表现。
Because what people care about is on the outside.
但是神在乎的是里面生命的改变。
But what God cares about is inward character change.
当一个教会，当一群假师傅，让神的百姓专注在外面可以做、不可以做的时候
，When the false teachers or the church make people only care about things on the outside, like things they can or cannot do,
一定把神的百姓带到一个假象里。
They must have led the people of God into a false image.
只要我们外面做的合乎教会的要求
，And that is if we do things on the outward that is pleasing to the church，
那我们就是最好的基督徒了。
Then we're the best Christians。
我们就是最属灵的了。
We're very spiritual。
我们里面再骄傲
，No matter how proud we are，
里面再贪心
，No matter how greedy，
里面再喜欢给别人定罪。
No matter how we like to convict others,
我们都觉得 OK.
It's okay.
这是非常可怕的事情。
And that is very horrible.
假师傅的第三个特点。
The third character of false teachers.
是怕逼迫。
Is the fear of persecution.
因为在当时。
Because at that time.
你如果传耶稣。
If you preach about Jesus.
你告诉人你要受了割礼以后再信耶稣。
And if you tell us you must believe in Jesus after circumcision,
你就可以得救。
Then you'll be saved.
犹太人没问题。
The Jewish people are fine with it.
因为在犹太人的心目中
Because in their minds,
你守了割礼。
You have abide by the rule of circumcision.
你就跟我们一样了。
And then you're with us.
所以我们不会逼迫你。
Then we will not persecute you.
但是如果你说一个人只要信耶稣不需要受割礼
But if you say that a person can believe in the Lord without circumcision,
那犹太人就要跟你拼命了
Then they will fight against you.
所以那些假师傅他们就是一直要强调必须受割礼
Therefore, the false teachers, they keep emphasizing that you must have circumcision.
因为他们只要这么做
Because if they do so,
他们不会有逼迫的。
There won't be circumcision. Sorry.
他们如果像保罗这样傻里傻气的，就是讲真正神所教导的真理。
If they are like Paul, talking about the truth of Jesus,
那他们就麻烦了。
Then they will get into trouble.
假师傅逃避逼迫。
The false teachers try to avoid persecution.
真的仆人。是持守真理。
But the true servants of God keep to the truth.
那假师傅的最后一个特点。
The last character of false teachers.
假冒伪善。
Hypocrisy.
他们强迫别人遵守摩西的律法。
They force others to obey the law of Moses.
但是他们自己却不守摩西的律法。
But they themselves cannot keep the law.
这个一直是教会的大问题。
That has been a big problem of church.
我们说的
，What we say，
跟我们做的
，and what we do，
不一样
，is different。
我们就很可能成为假师傅。
And that makes us false teachers.
那从第十四节开始。
So from verse 14,
就是这一段结尾的核心信息。
It is the core message of this passage.
首先是关于十字架。
First, we will look at the cross.
十四节保罗说，我断不以别的夸口。
Verse 14 says, but far be it from me to boast.
只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
Except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个夸口啊。
This word boast.
其实是一个非常困难的观念。
It's a concept that is very hard to understand.
在英文里面没有一个字可以跟希腊文的原来的夸口是一样的。
There is no word in English that can perfectly match this word in Greek.
连中文里面好像我也想不出一个字是跟原来希腊文的夸口相同的。
I can't even think of a word that can match this word in Greek and Chinese.
夸口它原来的意思是什么呢
？What's the original meaning of it？
它是说我们把一个东西啊引以为豪。
It means that we take pride in something.
引以为荣。
And we find glory in it.
引以为乐。
We take joy in it.
我们完全的爱慕这个东西。
We adore it.
我们为着这个东西而活
and we live for it.
换句话说
in other words,
我们所要夸口的东西
the thing that we boast in
是充满了我们的眼睛
has filled our eyes
抓住了我们的心
and has caught our heart minds
以至于我们的时间和精力都给了它
So that we give all our time and energy to it.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理。今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。